The United States is boycotting this week's Paralympic Games in Sochi to protest Russia's incursion into Ukraine. That means that a presidential delegation will not be attending, but American athletes will compete, including alpine skier Mark Batham of Mercer Island. Batham has tunnel vision that severely restricts his ability to see things around him. He started skiing at age 8 when he could still see pretty well. He started racing on teams a few years later, but Batham found that his impairment limited his ability to compete in some of the events, and by the time he was 18, he was frustrated and he quit. He told me that he didn't return to the sport for another 30 years when he learned that the Paralympics were coming to Vancouver.
I said to myself when I was about 47, 48, if I'm ever going to do the Paralympics, I better do it now. And so I picked up a guide and started working towards the Paralympic goal at that time.
Wow, visual impairment aside, how are you winning medals at age 55? Are you the oldest guy on that hill or not?
Oh, yeah, I'm older than the coaches. Though I'm 55, I've managed to stay or get into good shape. You have to, because the young kids I'm racing are 16 to 32 and in the prime of their life, and they're very good skiers. But because I learned to ski race when I was fairly well sighted, I'm not uncomfortable at speed, and I'm not uncomfortable when things go wrong at still keeping the foot on the gas pedal. It's primarily because I learned to ski when I had vision compared to a lot of these racers, you know, had juvenile onset of their eye diseases.
Yeah, let's talk about your retinitis pigmentosa. What does the world look like to you?
The simplest way to think about it is it's like looking through a toilet paper tube. So the most common symptom of retinitis pigmentosa is actually night blindness. And then that's the earliest symptom, rather. The most common symptom is tunnel vision. You know, most people at my stage, it's just like looking through a toilet paper tube.
I'm talking with competitive downhill skier, slalom skier Mark Batham, who's in Sochi, Russia for the Paralympic Games. And next to him and on the slope skiing 20 feet in front of him is his guide, Cade Yamamoto. What makes a world-class guide on the slopes?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with just how well Mark and I have been able to develop our relationship. Our skiing is synced up very positively. You know, we're able to stay focused on the course and on the task at hand and not let, you know, stress from the road or personal issues get into the middle of the mix.
How are you communicating down the hill?
Basically, I just relay any thoughts that would go through my head if I was skiing solo. So I call out terrain changes, rhythm changes in the course. You know, I check distance over my shoulder throughout the course periodically.
You're in world-class competition flying down a hill and you're checking over your shoulder. Wow.
Yeah, it can be a little hairy at times, but, you know, if anything, it just kind of adds to the rush and keeps it fun.
Now, you're competing against teams who've known each other for years. You've worked together just since last summer. How did you guys get so good together?
Like I said, we just, for whatever reason, we sync really well.
So I'll volunteer that Cade's being very humble. Cade is an outstanding ski racer himself. And so when he's guiding me, he sets a really good technical example for me to follow, and it's actually improved my skiing. And so that's one of the things that's helped us advance as a team in a short order.
What final thoughts do you have about what you're doing and what you're thinking about right now?
You know, so a couple things come to mind. I know the Paralympics are not huge games compared to the Olympics. Not many people watch what we do. But I will say the people that do watch love watching our events. Every athlete that you watch come down a race course or go around a Nordic track is fighting their own battle, and they're winning, right? They're beating that limitation that they have. The other parting thought I would have is I would encourage anyone out there that does have a disability to try to become involved with athletics or with a sport. At age 48, when I became involved, I found it to be incredibly therapeutic. And being around 16 and 18-year-olds coping with their difficult issues with such aplomb was really helpful to me.
Mark Batham and Cade Yamamoto, best of luck to you at Sochi.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Appreciate it.
Mark Batham of Mercer Island, Cade Yamamoto is from Quincy, Washington. They talked to us from the Olympic Village in Sochi. And in case you're wondering, if they win, yes, they'll each get a medal.